You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and today marks the first day of the annual Visionary UK Conference. And as this year is fully booked, we will be bringing you some of the highlights over the three-day event. And to kick us off today, we are joined by Fiona Sanford, the CEO of Visionary UK, and Martin Allen and Sarah Burns from the Forth Valley Sensory Centre, who are running a session today at the Visionary Conference titled Making Sense of Climate Change. Thank you all so much for joining me. So first of all, Fiona, can you tell us a little bit about what the conference is and what's going to be happening?
So the Visionary Conference, it's a really jam-packed programme, and our theme this year is Rainbows, Disruptions and Transformations. So this is, I think it's our 12th annual conference. So we are all incredibly busy this week, obviously, and very, very excited to welcome everyone. This year is a Zoom event, and we have opening is our president, Lord Colin Lowe, who's a well-known face to many of the people who'll be listening in. We've got keynote speakers from Paul Evans, who's the CEO of Leadership Through Sport. We have various things. We've got Dr. Nikki Kinnane, who's the medical director for primary care in NHS England. Lucy Caldicott, who is from an organisation called Change Out. And many of your listeners will know Dr. Amy Kavanagh, who's a disability campaigner and activist, and she is speaking on the final day. So in addition to the keynote speakers, we have a huge range of workshops. You're about to hear from Forth Valley Sensory Hub, who are doing one of the workshops. And we also have our annual Visionary Awards, which is one of the best parts of the conference. We absolutely love the awards. And basically, we send out a call for people to nominate local organisations and national organisations for one of our awards. And then the visionary membership of over 120 organisations vote for who they want to win the awards. So that's what we're doing.
There really is so much that's going to be happening over the next 3 days. It's an absolutely jam-packed schedule. And one of the sessions that will be happening later on today is Making Sense of Climate Change, which is going to be run by Sarah and Martin. Thank you both so much for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about the session you'll be running and what's going to be happening?
So there's two sort of sides to this workshop that we really want to hammer home. First of all, the urgency of climate change. I mean, we all know it's not an in-the-future problem, it's a now problem. We've heard it a million times. So we're keen for it not to be a doom and gloom workshop, but instead sort of look at challenges and potential solutions. So equip people with the knowledge of climate change, but also what can we do as individuals? What can organisations do? Where can we look for help? The main sort of message of the workshop is, if you don't know the choices available to you, how can you make informed decisions? If you're not equipped with the sort of knowledge, or if this knowledge isn't accessible to you, how are you then supposed to sort of do your bit for climate change?
It's so important, isn't it, like you've just said, to not be doom and gloom about it, and to have the ways that people can change their behaviours to be able to save energy and do all these things and recycle and things like that as well. What will people take away from it, do you think, when they come out of the session? What do you think they'll be able to take home to the people that they work with?
Well, I think one of the key points is about sharing that information. It's about sharing that knowledge. So I'm sure people who are listening to this are well aware there's a massive amount of information out there. There's also a lot of disinformation out there. What we are doing here is we're making information accessible, but we are not necessarily trying to champion any particular part of the cause. We're giving people access to information. We're giving people access to knowledge, credible, independent knowledge that you can trust, because we're not an energy company trying to sell you anything. We're not we're not an environmental pressure group per se that's got a specific lobby to try and push. We are literally just trying to let people know what actions and what behaviors they can do, what they can do to control their carbon footprint and to help themselves save energy. So it's all about that sharing of information, sharing of knowledge, but making sure it's accurate, it's the right knowledge, and it's from a trustworthy source.
And you and your team at the Forth Valley Sensory Centre have been shortlisted for the Transformation Award this year. So congratulations, first of all. Can you tell us a little bit about the work that you've been doing this year?
So this project actually started several years ago. I went along to an event with Home Energy Scotland, which is a Scottish government agency. This is an organisation which is designed to help older or vulnerable people get access to winter fuel payments, to manage their energy better. You know, it is meant to benefit the whole of society. And they also do awards to help organisations like ourselves improve their environmental standing. So I went along to this event and they had loads of really good projects, and I stuck my hand up, being slightly annoying, and just said, is any of this available in large print or in braille or in audio versions? And the answer was, unfortunately, no. And it was like, well, this is a, you know, it didn't sit right. This is a government agency, and why are they not accessible to everyone? I know this is a common theme, a common problem for people within the sight loss and wider disability sector. But we decided to do something about it. So I spoke to Home Energy Scotland. They were really keen to get on board and see how they could be more inclusive. So we worked really closely with them, and we put a bid into Climate Challenge Fund, which we managed to win. And yeah, that's where the project started. So it was all about making information accessible to people with sensory conditions. Obviously, we do support people with hearing as well as sight problems. So we did, you know, we did BSL, we did subtitles, but we also did audio described videos. We did braille. We did lots of green groups and classes. We made lots of tactile charts, and basically giving people access to the information that they needed to make the best decision about their behavior and how they could save money and how they could save energy within their homes. And we also managed to secure quite a few people improvements in the heating system, access to benefits that they should have been getting, but because they had sight problems, they were unable to read the leaflets, or they just didn't know about it. So by going out and supporting people to make those applications, we got several of our blind centre users completely new heating systems, which saved them an awful lot of money, and making sure that they've got warm homes over the winter period. And they're using less energy as a result, which is, you know, is a benefit for everyone.
Absolutely. And we've just had the COP26 recently. You know, there's a big focus on climate change and on saving energy. And an initiative like this is physically doing that. It's saving energy. It's making an impact. What has the response been like from the people that you've been working with?
So I think it's really interesting. I'm really glad that you picked up on the COP26 aspect, because we've been at quite a few events there. And as Martin said, people are really keen to get involved with what we're doing. So the response from wider organisations has been great, and especially our centre users as well, because we run a little drop-in energy advice session. So every Wednesday between 10 and 1, anyone who uses the centre can come in and just get a bit of advice about prepayment cards, smart meters, bills, fuel poverty, anything like that. So it's been really good. I don't know if you've seen sort of a traditional energy bill. They can be really hard to just sort of navigate, especially with a sight loss. So even coming in with something like that has been really, really useful for people. So people are really, really positive about the service, and it really motivates and encourages us to keep on going with it.
Well, thank you all so much for joining me. I hope today goes well. As we've said, the conference this year is fully booked, but we'll be bringing you some of the highlights here on Connect Radio over the next 3 days. And tomorrow, we will be talking to De Castro, one of the nation's most loved female clowns, about well-being and about how much laughter can help your health. Really looking forward to speaking to her tomorrow. But in the meantime, thank you all so much for joining me.
Thanks, Ellie. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Ellie.